York, but available in the free world. And now the host of MMA Lockup, Chris Matthews.
It's my pleasure to have the former UFC heavyweight champion and participant at UFC 146 as he takes on Junior Dos Santos for the heavyweight championship of the world. I'm, of course, talking about Frank Mir. Frank, you fought the cream of the crop in the heavyweight division throughout your career. Does Junior Dos Santos have any noticeable similarities to any of those past opponents?
Well, you know, I mean, he's an excellent striker and boxer, and I faced a couple guys that were actually pretty proficient in striking. I remember when I fought for the first time for the title back in 04, defeating Tim Sylvia. You know, the guy was a knockout artist, a longer, rangier guy that had great battles within, an also phenomenal stand-up guy, you know, Andrei Arlovski, going back and forth. And then all the way to modern times with Chet Congo, who, you know, excellent on his feet. He had one of the best knockout comebacks of the year. To facing even the legendary Mirko Krokop, dangerous in his own right at any moment. You know, JDS is a very excellent stand-up artist, and, you know, statistically he's proven to be one of the best boxers in the heavyweight division.
Have you brought anyone in to mimic the champion?
A few guys have brought in that were high-level boxers, you know, especially on the amateur level, very efficient in moving around, but also had an understanding of MMA. That's the hard part about bringing guys in that are just pure boxers, is that even though JDS moves like a boxer, he still has to have a lot of respect for the MMA game in regards to the kicks and the takedowns. And it wouldn't be an exact look to have a guy who just came in and threw punches and moved like a boxer, but didn't understand that, okay, well, you couldn't do this maneuver, you couldn't stand this way, because of the rules.
What specific training have you done to face this guy?
You know, a lot of it's just cardio. I was doing a lot of cardio facing up to fight because I was scheduled to fight Cain Velasquez. Gotten much and more into running. This fight with Hardy in training camp, did a lot of stuff. You know, we go up to Mount Charleston, run hills, you know, it's basically, you know, put Biggie on the iPod and just have to mow at it and just go. And that's one thing I didn't really do too much before. Whereas I would try to get in shape through just sparring and just wrestling. In this fight, I've really concentrated on the extracurricular activity.
You mentioned the cardio. I take it the Frank Mir that's going to be here Saturday night is going to be the one that's fast and agile, as opposed to the big 265 Frank Mir. Am I off base by saying that?
You know what? I'm trying to. You know, I haven't done as much as the weight training. I really concentrated on there for a couple of years. But honestly, in the last year or so, my workouts have dropped down as far as what the weight room workouts are. I mean, before, I mean, I would hit the weight room, you know, I mean, it was routine as me taking off my socks every day. It was just, it had to be in the gym. It had to be pounding away the weights. Now it's, you know, Wednesdays I have weight days, Saturdays I have weight days, and there's days that I go in there and I do my workouts, and they're not like they were before, where they were just bone-crushing, griddly, you know, trying to turn my body to Swiss cheese over the whole aspect of just pushing hard through the weight workouts. You know, there's days I easily go in there, and it's more like a Candyland-type workout where I'm just, you know, doing a couple push-ups, pull-ups, bodyweight exercises, a lot of TRX and yoke bar-type work.
What areas of your game did you look to sharpen up for this particular bout? We all know how good the BJJ is. Did you work on the stand-up at all?
You have to. I mean, I really honestly work on every aspect of the game at all times. The days of separating the workout, you know, doing a jiu-jitsu workout, doing a running workout, you know, boxing workout, those are over with. You pretty much, you know, there'll be certain aspects of the game that I'll concentrate on in a given day. For example, if I'm, you know, working against a cage, we're working at aspect of being against the cage, but it could be with takedowns, with knees, with elbows, with punching, always incorporated. There's never a time where we're doing something, it's like, okay, well, you can't take me down, we're only working on boxing. Even when I'm throwing punches, if my coach has me working on a jab or, you know, a certain type of, you know, jab-hook combination, at any moment, any of my partners, while I'm working that, they can jab me back, they could kick me back, they can dive in on my leg to try to take me down and go for a footlock. We have to be ready at all times for all things.
You always seem so cool and calm before and during your bouts. What does Frank Mir do to maintain that clear mind?
You know what? Really, honestly, a lot of it, I made the joke earlier about, you know, putting Biggie on the iPod, but, you know, music is a huge thing to me. You know, I always tell people that, you know, that's my phrase if I go out. You know, my wife's always been into music a lot, but actually, you know, Hardy, one of the guys I've trained with leading up this camp, he's introduced me to a lot of different musicians from all over the world, you know, more international exposure. And, you know, some of the stuff, you know, when people get in the car, you know, they laugh a little bit, you know, they're like, really? You know, like, you know, especially because, you know, one of my favorite artists is Adele. They get a little taken back maybe that I'm, you know, that's what I'm rocking to. But that, you know, it helps keep focused, keeps, you know, the music kind of has times to calm me down and at the same time hype me back up.
Is there a musical side to Frank Mir? Do you play any instruments?
No, and that's actually one of my regrets in life. My children, I have them in private school and also signed up to piano and guitar, two instruments that I want all my kids to be proficient at and have a musical understanding. There's a side of music that I really think is very important for people to have. And, you know, one talent I wish I had was to be able to play a musical instrument. And even if I sing Row, Row, Row Your Boat, it's awful.
For fans that don't know, how did Frank Mir find his way to mixed martial arts?
My parents owned a martial arts school. My father was a very stringent practitioner in Kempo Karate. Had a very hard-nosed school, and I grew up in that. You know, then at that point, I always competed in martial arts and wanted to learn different things. My father was actually one who cultivated that. He got me to wrestle a little bit in high school, towards the end of my high school career. And then because of him, I sought out a jiu-jitsu school to start learning jiu-jitsu when I was 19. And to be honest with you, you know, martial arts is a lifestyle. For me, my children, my father, everybody, we're always going to practice it. But, you know, it worked out that UFC was doing, you know, started, it transferred hands and became owned by the Fertittas and ran by, you know, and Dana took over. And at that point, living in Vegas, stars lined up for me, and I was able to become part of the MMA world, you know. Joe Silva was able to find me, and I was had two fights already previously and was able to get in on basically a guy got injured. And I was brought in to fight a four-time world champion in jiu-jitsu, and really cards weren't in my favor, and I was able to pull off the upset. The rest is history.
Looking at the Strikeforce World Heavyweight Grand Prix, were you surprised at all by how the fight went between Daniel Cormier and Josh Barnett?
I wasn't surprised on how the fight went, especially if it was shorter as far as superior wrestling and the very sharp hands of Cormier. I mean, we've seen now what the AKA is putting out there, you know, especially in a training partner like Velasquez, who Cormier even has a stronger wrestling background and credentials than Velasquez does. So, I mean, that style I expected to see, and it's a very tremendous style to have. But as far as Barnett not able to figure anything out in the fourth and fifth rounds, when I thought experience would start to take over, really impressed me that Cormier was able to shut him out completely the way he did.
I got into a debate about Josh Barnett, Frank Mir. I think you guys, if you ever got to fight, would be a flat-out war. Am I off base by saying that?
No, I think both of us have very similar styles. We don't have a, you know, overwhelming strength in one area and try to be well-rounded in all areas. Obviously, you know, I'm biased and feel that I'm the better submission artist. That you know, that I would do well in that fight. But I agree with you as far as being an interesting matchup.
Before we get to your MMA lockup guarantee for UFC 146, let's see some of your picks. Cain Velasquez versus Antonio Bigfoot Silva.
Big Silva is a big, strong guy, very, you know, heavy-handed and very efficient at jiu-jitsu, especially seeing how good a shape that Cormier came into the fight. You've got to assume that his training partner, and who's fighting a week later, is in awesome shape and is going to be equally just as sharp and ready to go. So it's hard to bet against Velasquez in this fight.
Roy Nelson versus Dave Herman.
Roy is a, you know, very sound fighter with a good overhand right. I think right now his back's against the wall. You know, he's, I believe, 1-4, 1-3 in his last four fights there. And so I think he has to really come forward and show. And I think he's capable of winning this fight. I think that Dave Herman, though, is an underrated athlete. Guy, you know, I've trained with him before. Spectacular, can move around, and very unorthodox. And I think that could be kind of troublesome. So I don't think it's a fight that Roy should be able to win, but it's not a fight that you can easily count his opponent out in.
What's Frank Mir's MMA lockup guarantee for UFC 146 with your bout versus a champion, Junior Dos Santos?
I think that one thing you're going to see is the fight's going to have to go to the ground, and I think once that happens, you're going to see me really just be able to take advantage of Dos Santos' jiu-jitsu. I think that contrary to what his coaches are saying, I think there's going to be a decided factor in my advantage in that realm.
Real quick, Anderson Silva, Chael Sonnen, who do you like?
You know what? I think Anderson was able to catch Chael last time, but be honest, I mean, in that fight, the 4 minutes into the fifth round, it was all Chael Sonnen. I think that he's very dominant. I think that that style of in-your-face aggressiveness, who's really a hard guy to knock out, is always going to be problematic for Anderson. I don't see how he's going to keep away from, especially after watching what Chael was able to do again to, you know, to Brian Stann, who's a very powerful person. You know, if you figure that if he couldn't shrug him off, I understood why he was able to manhandle Anderson the way he was. So I'm going with Chael Sonnen.
And one last one, John Bones Jones and Dan Henderson.
You know, I think Dan is a dangerous guy, and the guy is so powerful and gritty and so skilled in the clinch. I think he'll be dangerous to the day they put him in the crown. But, you know, right now, I mean, I don't know if anybody's going to pick against John Jones. I think the biggest threat he's had so far to the title, Rashad, who's phenomenally fast and quick and young and really athletic and a skilled fighter in all realms of the MMA world. Jones was able to really nullify him and shut him down. So I'm just seeing it hard, you know, how is Dan going to be able to close the distance and get a hold of such a rangy, long, and crafty champion who's on a phenomenal roll.
And real quick, Frank, how can fans and media follow you on the social media as well as the World Wide Web?
Well, you know, I have frankmuir.com, obviously, is, you know, my homepage. And, you know, my easiest way is to follow my Twitter at, you know, at the Frank Muir.
Frank, it's been a pleasure. Good luck in your bout versus the heavyweight champion, and we hope to have you on again.
Awesome, man. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. That's Frank Muir, the former UFC heavyweight champion, taking on Junior Dos Santos, UFC 146. Make sure you tune in to MMALockup.com for all the news heading up to the event.
MMA Lockup. Lowdown on the Throwdown.